cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And we've been getting a lot of questions lately, a lot of information. People have been asking me about taxes, property taxes. And apparently, there's more talk about raising more property taxes. And in some places, a lot of your elderly citizens are losing their homes because they can't afford. They're on fixed income and can't afford to raise property taxes, especially places like California. Okay, so anyhow, what does God's Word, the Bible, say, if anything, about taxes? It says a lot, actually. And I'm going to be, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes up on me, but I'll be preaching on that this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry, that's Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. That's Newbury, Ohio, 44065. We start in the morning at 8:30 with a real in-depth Bible study, and then at 9:30, we have about 9:35, we have another real in-depth Bible study. And then at 11:30, the morning service starts. And then usually we have an afternoon class, too, another Bible study. We're deep into studying the Word of God there. And then the evening service, we have a class on the Bible and current events, And then we have the evening service, which starts at 5. So this on the morning service, Lord's willing, I will be preaching on the Bible, the Christian, and taxes. So, John, what do you have?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I have two articles about marriage, and I'd like to share them. The first one, here's the headline: Virginia Governor Youngkin signs Democratic bill codifying homosexual marriage, betraying conservatives. Now, this is a quote from the article. A homosexual activist group applauded Youngkin's decision. 2 years into his term, Governor Youngkin has shown leadership and inclusivity and has finally listened to his constituents with signing Bill HB 174. And then it goes on to say, Youngkin had repealed its law protecting biblical marriage in 2020. How's that? And in 2015, the Supreme Court decision that forced all 50 states to recognize unions between two men and two women. That's wrong in here. Two men with two women. Whoa. Youngkin's office said he signed the bill because it contains religious liberty carve-outs without addressing the fact that Youngkin gave state sanction to immoral homosexual activity and contradicting to his professed Christian beliefs and Republican voters' opposition to homosexual marriage. So there you go, Pastor.
There you go. We're seeing that all the time, more and more of that happening. It's betrayal. You know, you've seen just recently, Mike Pence has been out, and he's going against President Trump now. He's going out speaking against, you know, it's betrayal. And again, betrayal within the collective is something they embrace. But here, Youngkin, he's, again, did God ever compromise at all?
He's immutable, Pastor Ernest.
Okay, well then let me ask you this question here. Who was it that gave us the first divine institution, which is marriage in the family? Who gave it to us?
Oh, God himself in Genesis chapter 2.
When
that
he
was
gave
the first
us...
institution that he organized, Pastor Ernest.
And when he gave it to us, did he give us the definition of what is legitimate marriage? Did he give us the definition of marriage?
Yeah, one man, one woman.
One lifetime. All right, there you go. So
let me get the second one, Pastor. All right, this is the headline. Marriage promotes white supremacy, according to white university professor. Professor Bettany, I can't pronounce her last name, wrote in the Journal of Marriage and Family about her theory that marriage fundamentalism, like structured racism, is a key structuring element of white heteropatriarchal supremacy. Marriage fundamentalism can be understood as an ideological and cultural phenomenon where adherents espouse the superiority of two parents' married family, she wrote. But it also a hidden or unknowledged structural mechanism for white heteropatriarchal family supremacy that is essential to reproduction and maintenance of family inequality in the United States. Now, Pastor Ernie, to the best of my knowledge, aren't black people, don't they believe in marriage? Now, we know there's problems and all, but don't they believe in marriage? And the Chinese people here in America, don't they believe in marriage? And the Spanish people coming, don't they believe in marriage between a man and a woman, Pastor?
Yeah, they do. And here, you know, Archie Bunker mentioned that woman's got a syndrome. It's called ding battery. And, you know, just think of that, what she said. That is absolute, total foolishness. It's lunacy.
You're right, but here's the problem. They printed this in the Journal of Marriage and Family. There are unknown lunatics in the college realm, not normal people like us, but in the college realm that lapped this up. That, oh, what a brilliant! I mean, they in the college, the college institutions here, for the most part, are going completely reprobate against God.
Well, yeah, it's not academia anymore. It's Looney Tunesville. Yeah, they are. It's like I said, we used to always say, when we were growing up, you could get as dumb as you wanted on the cheap. It didn't cost you anything. Now, to be as dumb as you can be, I mean, really to hit it, you got to go to Harvard, Yale, or one of the others and spend mega bucks to really get dumbed down, to get indoctrinated to such an extent you're basically a reprobate fool. And
normally, when someone spoke like this, we wouldn't pay any attention and said, she's a wacko. You know, I mean, look at communist China. Doesn't communist China believe in the family unit? I mean, they pervert it, like, well, where you could only have one child and all. They recognize the family unit, and in Hinduism, they recognize it all over the world. And yet she has got this twist in her mind. Everything is white racism, white racism.
Think
white
about racism. This. When you and I were young, okay, back in the 50s and that, if a woman was talking that way in the public, it would be likely two guys in white coats would show up and put her in a straitjacket and take her to an asylum for treatment. But today, again, instead of doing that, they'll run them for Congress.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We've got the untold number of reprobates now, reprobates according to the Word of God, that are, well, a president of the United States, senators, congressmen, professors in college, ahead of the medical institutions. I mean, we're permeated in our nation now with reprobate.
I know, but this has never been a better time for our light to shine, because it's never been darker in America.
Amen.
So this is the time where we need to get out on the field. It's time to run to the battle. And a couple things real quickly. Some good news in New York. Lawyers step up to offer help for. Here you had the New York lawyers have stepped in to help the firefighters being targeted for ruin by Marxist New York Attorney General Letitia James. Last week, a group of New York firefighters booed Letitia James as she gave a speech during a promotion ceremony after honoring FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh. Letitia James' speech was effectively drowned out by loud pro-Trump chants in the crowd. Now, this woman here, she decided that Laura Kavanaugh, she was going to find out, she was going to track it down, every one of these, and they were going to pay the price, these firefighters that booed that wicked, wicked woman. But what happened was a bunch of lawyers are coming forward now and saying, look, you go ahead and go after them, and we'll come after you. So anyhow, the firefighters who booed Letitia James will be punished and face re-education. But the firefighters now being asked to turn themselves in or risk being hunted down like dogs. Any firefighter who fears repercussions for this, contact me, and I will see that you have free representation. You run into burning buildings for us, I'll make sure someone runs into the courthouse for you. Mark J. Randazza says so. Very good. Way to go. Way to go, firefighters, huh?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, to add to that, the firefighter union stepped up also.
Yep, very good.
And so they're going to back anyone that's threatened. They called it standing up for their First Amendment right.
Yeah. We just touched on this slightly last week, but Judicial Watch, this is huge. The CIA involved in January 6th. Well, you and I knew that, didn't we?
Deployed. Oh, yes, Pastor Ernie. We didn't need any evidence. I mean, it just goes without saying.
Yeah, they deployed bomb techs, dogs, and conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch obtained a tranche of emails that further prove the CIA played a key role on January 6th. According to the records obtained by Judicial Watch through a June 5th Freedom of Information lawsuit, CIA bomb technicians were sent over to the so-called bombs found in the RNC and the DNC headquarters. They also had dog teams on standby. That was another shady, shady, shady deal. They had all of this on video, but all of a sudden they kind of quieted down, couldn't find any bombs, you know.
Pastor Ernie, I think what you just mentioned was like a ridiculous lie. The CIA bomb teams?
Yeah.
That's nonsense. I mean, the Capitol Police, you know, they've got their own bomb, and the Secret Service, they have all their own bomb teams. Since
yeah.
The first time I've ever heard anything like that in my life about the CIA. The CIA's job is to work overseas and not in America. So what they're doing is they're helping to overthrow America now.
But here's what it says. According to the records, this is from Gateway Pundit. According to the records obtained by Judicial Watch through the June 5th the Freedom of Information lawsuit, CIA bomb technicians were sent over to, again, the so-called bombs found in the RNC and DNC. That whole thing was phony from the very beginning.
I mean, really, some of the best bomb people of the Secret Service, and the Secret Service really works with the military, not the CIA. I know that for a fact.
Per Judicial Watch, a heavily redacted series of text messages from redacted sources state command post is at Jersey and D Street Southeast. Three additional recipients were added to the text group. one of whom reports just made contact with. You have a lot of this thing is redacted, so it's hard to read it. But the FBI is reporting an additional 3 possible devices for a total of 5 now. Again, that whole thing is another propaganda piece. All right. West Point removes the words duty, honor, and country from its mission statement. Boy, remember the battle we had with the War College and the Pentagon?
Boy. Oh, yeah, Bruce Theory. I'll never forget that.
West Point has removed the words duty, honor, country. There's nothing that the Democratic Communist Party cannot destroy. There's nothing that the Democratic Communist Party cannot make dirty. There's nothing that's too clean for them to make dirty. Everything they touch, they make dirty.
Reprobate minds. We have to face it. We're dealing with people, and reprobate minds destroy Pastor Ernie. That's what it does.
Absolutely unbelievable. Here goes on to say, this change comes amid the worst military recruiting problem in the United States in years. Does anyone in military leadership think this will help with the issue? This will also do nothing to quiet the idea that the military has gone woke. Well, you know, again, they can't understand why nobody wants to join them anymore. And the only one, they promote transgenders. They say, listen, come and join, but you don't have to fight. And sodomites, you don't have to fight. You can just come and join and get benefits. Oh, boy. It goes on to say,
Pastor Ernie, they're going to start recruiting illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, they're bringing them in. Our military has betrayed the American people, the Pentagon. You got to give Obama credit. Obama did what any Antichrist communist would do. This guy was, again, he did more damage to the United States of America than any army has ever done. And so, and remember this, and folks, this is why I told you, and I'm telling you this, because things could get very nasty. And there's a real good chance that this summer you're going to see the cities set on fire, but it's going to spill over. Again, even now, even right this very day, Biden has flown in more people. That guy that raped those little girls, John, the one that raped the handicapped girls. I'm just thinking where that was at, what state that was in. Anyhow, it's been all over the news. He was just flown in. He was just flown in. Obama flew him, or Biden flew him in here to the country. Then he turned around and he raped a little handicapped girls. Again, this is just, he's bringing in terrorists in America, and they want to have, believe me, their intent if to keep, they're willing to have an armed revolution to keep Trump from getting in office. They are scared, absolutely scared to death to have the president, Donald J. Trump, in charge of the military, because they know, even the intelligence agencies, they know that if Trump gets back in charge of the military, they're toast.
So, yeah, he has to use military means, best Ernie, like the what do they call them? The prosecutors. There's a word for them, and the military prosecutors.
The AGs.
Our Justice Department is anything but justice, best Ernie. It's riddled. It's just absolutely. How could he take office and use the Justice Department after what we've seen? The FBI. How could he use the FBI after what we've seen?
Yeah, that's JAG officers, what you were thinking of. It.
Yeah.
Ernie, yeah.
Did you pick up where Biden just gave the Ayatollahs in Iran $9 billion?
Yeah, we hit on that a little bit last night. Remember, on October 6th, when that invasion took place, on that very day, when Biden came out and said, we are going to stand with Israel, this and that, and I says, folks, he's going to tell you that above board, but below under the table, he's going to be turning on Israel. He'll be turning, and he'll be supporting Hamas, and he's doing that through Iran. And right now, he's getting ready. He's already, in fact, I just had an article about that where here, he didn't know he was still on camera. And he said a little bit too much. He was talking about how they're going to have to replace. They got to get Netanyahu. They got to replace him. They got to put him. Remember back in when Clinton was in, he sent the former governor of New Mexico, Richardson, and also the fellow they called the snake.
The guy with the bald head.
Yeah.
I can see his face.
Yeah.
He's from Louisiana, and I can't think of his name. Carville.
Yeah. Carville, you're right. So he sent the two of them, if you remember, to Israel to overthrow it and with a team and to put Barak in, remember? Or Barak.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, again, and I think you might see the same thing trying to replace, overturn Netanyahu.
Well, no, he said his mouthpiece said that Schumer gave the big speech yesterday. He actually is like cheerleading for Hamas, and he's talking about how evil and wicked and all of this Netanyahu is.
And yeah, I know.
So, and he called for an election to have the Senator Schumer trying to interfere with Israeli politics. They're a democracy. They elected him, Netanyahu, and he doesn't like it because Netanyahu is right wing, and the religious Jews stand with him, or he stands with them, and they stand for marriage and no homosexuality and no abortion and all of that. So it's just like here. Biden loathes us. He hates us. What does he call us? He calls us terrorists, doesn't he? And those speeches he gives?
Yep.
They're reacting to the Israeli conservatives, like you'd say we are. They're reacting to them like they act to us, and he's bullying Netanyahu for an election to have him defeated during a war.
Devastating blow to old Joe. U.S. House passes resolution condemning Biden regime for causing the worst immigration border security crisis in American history. In a bipartisan vote. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Can you believe that? 14 Democrats joining the GOP in a vote. Huh. When is this starting to happen now? Was that a sign?
They're under pressure, Pastor Ernie, from their constituents. It's probably in cities where the illegal aliens are running wild and gangs and all. They're getting pressure. Otherwise, I don't think they do it.
No. Do you think that might be some evidence to get ready to throw old Joe under the bus?
Yeah, and others want to throw him under the bus because they're claiming he's a genocide for standing with Israel, you know, making a on one side he's making a stand, on the other side he's trying to really harm Israel.
Well, what he's doing is he's pumping that money under the table through Hamas, through Iran to Hamas. And you're right. They wanted to, again, remember, the Bible says in the last days, all the nations, every nation will turn against Israel. And all the nations, it says in Genesis 12, those nations that bless Israel, God will bless. Those that curse, God will curse. So Biden's taking from a blessing to a cursing. And the article says that, you know, it's got a picture of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This guy that lies under oath, he lies under oath, he lies under oath, he lies and he lies. You listen to him, and you know, he sat there, and he would say, the border is secure, while you're watching thousands of people coming into the country. And again, he was there to, he's getting paid. By the way, from what I understand, he has become a very, very wealthy man. So they're paying him very well to go ahead and let the Congress and the senators rip him to shreds out there. He's just going along, and he's getting paid very well to do that. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution Tuesday condemning Joe Biden for causing the worst immigration border security crisis in American history. 14 Democrats joined Republicans in the vote condemning Joe Biden and this intentional, that's exactly right, intentional national crisis. Here are the 14 Democrats who voted with Republicans on the resolution condemning Joe Biden and the open border policies. Well, this is better. Normally, I have to read the names of Rhino Republicans that had turned on us. We have that in our own county out here. We have a number of Rhino Republicans that are really Democrats. They're actually Democrats, and they've run for Republicans, and they're doing it today, Rhinos, for county commissioners out here in our own county. Unbelievable. The list, boy, it's very hard to read. In fact, the list is so small, I can't even read it, to tell you the truth. They have it printed in so late. Anyhow, there you go on that. Hunter Biden to go on trial for felony gun charges on June the 3rd. How do you think that's going to work?
Wow, it's so out in the open, Pastor Ernie. I mean, what he's done is, it's so out in the open. I think there's going to be a conviction. I didn't think they would take it this far, but they did.
Well,
so there's got to be a conviction on it.
Well, I think what's going to happen, they're going to say, let's get it over with and done before Daddy, in case Daddy loses the election. Let's get it done so he can pardon Hunter while he's still in office.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the way to go, because it's, like I said, it's so open what he did, so that's probably the best thing to do.
Okay, he goes, Hunter Biden will likely go on trial for his felony gun charge filed in Delaware on June 3rd, a few weeks before the tax-related trial in Los Angeles. He's got another one. In September, Hunter Biden was indicted in federal gun charges. He was indicted in Delaware on a court in three counts of related to possession of firearms while using drugs. It goes on to say that two of the counts carry a maximum prison sentence of 10 years, while the third has a maximum of 5 years. Hunter pleaded not guilty to all three felony gun charges in October. Separately, Hunter Biden was hit with a 9-count indictment filed in the Central District Court of California. Tax evasion, failure to file, pay taxes, and false fraudulent tax returns. Remember those IRS agents that went before Congress, they were told to look the other way. But they were whistleblowers, remember?
Oh, yeah.
U.S. District Judge Mark Scarsi, a Trump appointee, tentatively set the trial for Hunter's tax-related charges for June 20th. If convicted on the tax-related charges, Hunter Biden faces 17 years in prison. The judge overseeing Hunter Biden's felony gun case in Delaware has tentatively scheduled his trial for June 3rd, just weeks before his Los Angeles-based tax trial is scheduled to begin on June 20th. As a brief scheduling conference Wednesday, Judge Marilyn Noriki suggests that the parties ask the California-based federal judge overseeing the tax cases to consider rescheduling June 3rd pretrial hearing to accommodate the beginning of the Delaware case. Well, that's interesting. So probably what they're saying, let him go ahead. He'll get convicted, no big deal, of all three, and he'll get pardoned right away. his daddy will pardon him while he's still in office. All right. What else do you have? You're making a lot of noise, you know. What else do you have?
I found out, Pastor Ernie, that the globalists, it's kind of something new, but the globalists are planning to eliminate all farms, no more food, no more union.
Well, yeah, they're really, this whole Bill Gates depopulation, remember, we're nearing 8 billion people on the planet, and they want to cut that down to 500 million.
Well, what's happening, Pastor Ernie, is I'm sure you're aware of those farmers that have been uprisings in Holland, in France, in Germany, I think Italy, and they've taken their tractors and trucks into the capitals. And I think it was in Germany. They brought big trucks loaded with liquid manure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the reason they're doing that is the EU, following, I guess, Gates and all the New World Order people, are trying to close the farms down.
Yeah, I know that.
If they close the farms down, that means no food. And where is the food going to come from?
Well, that's the point. They want to starve people. Whoever controls the food controls the people, and they want to be able to get all the surplus food, everything that's out there yet. Yeah, this is really, you know, and what does the Bible say about those last days? It tells you about that. There's going to be famine, a lot of famine. All of these things are coming together. And these idiots think that they're in charge, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're clueless, aren't they?
They are totally clueless. They're puppets. They're useful idiots.
Seth, we're going to have to. We're just going to go ahead.
Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. I want to bring back a little history.
Okay, hold one second. Seth, we're going to have to pass that break. Okay. Let's go ahead, John.
Yeah, we go back to the days of Stalin. The Ukrainians weren't going along with him and the communism. So what did he do? He took control of the food production and literally starved, I think it was 5 million, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 6 million Ukrainians to death by blocking their farming. And then Mao did the same thing in China, that millions and millions died. So I have no doubt that these New World Order people have that in mind for us here. So what's going on now in the United States is, let me read the article, our globalist plan to eliminate all farms, no more food, no more humans. All right, here's a quote. Many farmers have been pressured into supporting the absurd rewilding program, which is promoted with such enthusiasm by the climate change believers. The conspirators' plan is to reduce the amount of land available for growing food in order to create food shortages, starvation, and a consequent inevitable reduction of the size of the global population. The aim is to allow between a third and half of all the land go wild. So the farmers now that have, we'll say 1,000 acres, they're being pressured into not harvesting those 1,000 acres, but let 500 go wild. So if you add that up all across the country, what's going to happen is there's going to be a dramatic drop-off in food, and if that's the case, it becomes very expensive. A lot of people aren't going to be able to afford it, and they were heading towards starvation and depopulation. So that's their goal in the United States. But one of their goals to do it.
Well, you know what's happening? More and more people. I know that just about half the people in our church have gardens. They plant their own gardens, and it looks like they're going to start expanding that. And a lot of people are stocking up on food. They're expecting this to happen. The Christians, a lot of the communists, they don't. The Democrats out there, they're clueless. They don't realize. They think government is God. And it's just unbelievable. They don't realize that when all of this comes down, it's going to affect them just as much as it affects us. But I guess they're in for a pretty rude awakening, aren't they?
They're ruthless, Pastor Ernie, and the ones in power don't really care who you are. They can. That's you got to look at the way the tyrants work. Because we're dealing with tyrants here. That's the way the Nazis work. That's the way all the communists work. Ruthless dictators, they'll use people till they get the power. And then once they get the power, they eliminate them.
Here's 23 Democratic states in the District of Columbia file an amicus brief in favor of Obama, Biden, and the government censorship and regulation of speech in America via the MO versus Missouri versus Biden case. Now, here it goes on to say that these 23 states and District of Columbia filed amicus briefs in support of the Biden administration in the Supreme Court case in Murphy versus Missouri. The states essentially argue that they have an interest in collaborating with tech companies to encourage the public to behave themselves. In other words, they want to tell us what words we can use and what we cannot words use. They want to discourage the public from believing alleged disinformation or engaging on online predatory behavior. Oh, my gosh. You know, you hear what they're doing, everything that they do. The clear message is that they believe that the government has the right to shut down and censor free speech.
And that's exactly opposite of the First Amendment. The government has no right to do that. They have absolutely no right. It's none of their business.
Here's the list of the un-American states that support censorship, government censorship. New York, Colorado, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada. However, a number of courageous states filed an amicus brief in support of the Gateway Pundit and Free Speech Response. And these 16 states are Montana, Alabama, Alaska, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Tennessee, Kansas, Nebraska, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Arizona legislature. So there you go. He got some that... So Arizona's on two lists. That state's divided there, right? It looks like it here. No, I guess not. I guess they're just... How about that? So, anyhow, don't look like... I don't think that case is going to win in the Supreme Court. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I mean, we have no Constitution left because if it does win, because the First Amendment is very clear. In fact, the First Amendment is against the government. It's not against, like, me denying someone free speech, like I at work, let's say. It's about the government not being able to control what we say. It's clear.
Here's another one. You know, Gold Star Father was arrested at the State of the Unit of the Unions. He speaks out. The circus has just got to me. A Gold Star father was removed and arrested during Thursday's State of the Union. You know, here, you know, the Communist Party, NBC, PS, PMS, NBC, CNN, all of that, you know, all the networks were saying, what a wonderful speech Biden got. You know what immediately happened? Immediately after his speech, his poll numbers dropped again. So here, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? These people, that they're never going to learn, are they?
They're just liars, deceivers. They're in delusion. And the things you mentioned earlier, Pastor Ernie, remember about lying and delusions and all?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way they operate. They operate. So they are hoping that they're lying about what Biden said or the reaction to what he said. And then the truth is that the majority of the people saw through it. And it was no, it was his popularity got even less. But the liars are out there trying to pump it up to keep the lie going.
All right. Putin warns nukes will be used if Russia's independence or sovereignty is threatened. Russian President Vladimir Putin gave an exclusive interview. And Dmitry Kiselov, Director General Media Group of Rossiya Segana, that is causing widespread concern in the mainstream media. Putin warned that yet again the West and Russia are technically ready for nuclear war. He also stated that if the United States sends troops to Ukraine, it would mark a significant escalation of the conflict. From what I understand, we've already had over 400 Americans that went to the Ukraine have been killed there already. But the Russian president also stated that nuclear war scenario was not rushing up and that he never saw any need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. There you go. The U.S. understands that if it deployed American troops to Ukraine, Russia with threat would treat it as an intervention. I know that war is good for the military-industrial complex. They want to make a lot of money, and these people have a lot of money invested in that, don't they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, just like 3 years ago, how much money did the pharmaceuticals make through COVID-19 and all the nonsense associated with it?
Multi-billions.
Yeah, I mean, incredible amounts, right?
Yeah.
So now that's all calmed down, at least for now. Now who's making the multiple billions of dollars, Pastor Ernie?
Well, I would probably say the industrial military complex is still making.
Exactly. They're working like 24/7 now.
Yeah,
making
there's
all that bombs and all sorts of equipment to ship over to Iran. Ukraine. Yeah, they're making you. They're running like 24/7 testing the weapons makers.
Well, they had. We just did an article about that. There were about $7 billion that. That Biden was allowing Iran to have access to. Okay. NBC is now...
$9 billion.
Was $9 billion?
$9 billion, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Here, we're going to give you a full 7 minutes tonight, so Seth is going to tell me when we're 7 minutes up. But I got to tell you, secret French military documents show it is impossible for Ukraine to win the war. Officers about their troops facing the Russians, France is an army of cheerleaders. There you go. The French paper, again, this is another article by the Gateway. The French paper Mariani has published an excerpt by secret military documents that are causing an uproar in Europe and the world for dealing with the situation on the ground in Ukraine without the disguise of propaganda that pervades almost all reports on the subject. In the piece, the French journalist wanted to understand what happened to President Emmanuel Macron to make him consider sending troops to Ukraine. There you go. These confidential defense reports explain the panic.
Well, that's Ernie, from day one, Ukraine couldn't beat Russia without our NATO and especially the United States background, backing them up. So we sent them top sophisticated weapons, all sorts of artillery and missiles and Javelin missiles. So as long as we heavily back them, NATO and the United States, and we said we're sending them top equipment. Now we've sent them what, F-15s over there and the Abrams tanks. They have a chance, and they've been bleeding Russia like crazy. I mean, but if we stop, the West stops, Russia will roll right over them. They can only survive with NATO support.
And you know what? We've sent all of our weapons over there. The United States right now could not win a war. Our own military tells us, no, we could not win a war, okay, if we went to war today. We don't have... They have weakened our military. Joe Obama has weakened the military to the point
well,
we...
Well, he's done two things, Pastor Ernie. They've weakened our military, but they've also really weakened Russia's military, too.
Yeah. Palm Beach County Sheriff destroyed federal government following arrest of three illegal immigrants for kidnapping and assault. The Palm Beach County Sheriff, his name is Rick Bradshaw. Rick Bradshaw has launched a fierce critique of Biden regime's immigration policy. His comments came following the arrest of three illegal immigrants from Guatemala on charge of kidnapping and sexual assault. I'm going to start right there. John, you got 7 minutes to tell us how we can get to heaven and avoid that lake of fire.
Well, Pastor Ernie, like always, I do want to offer a prayer for the nation because it's so important. And then we'll get into individual salvation through Jesus Christ. Father, we have before you America. And Lord, without your intervention, politically we cannot do it. There's nothing that can overcome the state of the nation now. So we're asking, and Lord, we're out in the open with the sin of America, not trying to hide it, Lord. And we need your power in our nation, Lord. We need a move, a heavenly move of God like you sent in the past to the United States, Lord. You sent great revivals in the past that changed the course of the nation. We need it again, Lord. Wickedness is entrenched. It's like wicked. It's like never. We got to go back to the days of Noah, Lord, to see wickedness like here now. So we're crying out to you for one last mighty move of your Holy Spirit to sweep across America, winning multitudes to you, quickening your people, and beating back the wicked, Lord, the wicked system. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Now, the ministry of Jesus Christ is found in Luke 4:18. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor." And he was anointed to preach the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, is that he was going to die on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. And when the Lord went to the cross, the Bible tells us he was the sinless, only begotten Son of God. That's where our salvation comes from, what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And the second part of his ministry, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And I just, Pastor Ernie, I just was going to post or talk to you about how America is being overrun with the feeling of hopelessness Let me see if I can get that real quick. I want to. Here it is. America's hopelessness crisis may have less to do with the economy and more to do with general health. New survey says now their mental health has to do about depression, anxiety, and things like that, which a tremendous relationship with God through Jesus Christ would heal, Pastor. So the problem is huge numbers of Americans now are highly depressed. We're off base with God. So that's a broken heart. So he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, that strongholds in the mind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, oppressed of Satan. So there's the Lord's ministry. And the basis of having your heart healed and your mind set free and not being oppressed by the devil is to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the foundation. That's the basis. And the Bible says that the first part on our part is repentance. Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in my name. That's the commandment he gave to the in the Gospels to the apostles. So repentance means it's an act of the will, and it means you're living your life without Jesus Christ. No matter how bad your past was, no matter what you're doing about face, and you're going to have Jesus Christ as the center of your life and as your Lord and Savior. And then God says that he sent his only begotten Son. That's Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, the sinless only begotten Son of God, to die on the cross and shed his blood, because there's a penalty for sin. If we break man's law here, there's a penalty. And God's law is the wages of sin is death. That means an eternity separated from God forever in a horrible place called the lake of fire. God doesn't want anyone to go there. It takes repentance and acknowledging that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin. And therefore, you're free now of that penalty, and you can interact. In fact, the Bible says...
1 minute, John.
Our Father, thank you.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the gospel. The other part of the gospel is Christ was buried, and he rose again from the dead into new life. And as Christ rose into new life, so can we. And that new life means our heart is healed. We're free of stronghold, bondage in the mind, and we can be free of being oppressed by the devil. So it takes repentance and confessing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. He died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin, and you believe that God, he was bodily raised from the dead. And by the way, folks, he's coming back.
Amen.
The second coming back of Jesus Christ is just as assured as his first coming. Everything Christ did, he did it according to prophecy. Every prophecy about his first coming was literally fulfilled.
All right.
Prophecy about his second coming will be literally
Amen.
Fulfilled.
We're out of time now, John.
Thank you, Pastor.
So we got to do, as we do every night when we get to this point, we say to everybody out there, good night.
Good night.
And we say, God bless. And then we say, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.